sociologist and development scientist in Jamaica, seeking to clarify his comments that Christians will have to decide which of the island's two major political parties will be the lesser of the two evils when they go to cast their ballots in the upcoming general election. This is WAVS News. Deacon Espute is the Dean of Studies at St. Michael's Theological College, made the comment during a virtual forum staged by the Association of Christian Communicators and Media on the weekend. Deacon Espute says he was not describing the political parties as being evil.
People who are of the Christian persuade politics as being evil in itself. The choices that we are faced with might be evil, but politics as such is something good. It's something that can help to bring God's kingdom earlier, and therefore it is the Christian duty to vote. And I made the point that both parties have good things about them. No entity is so evil that you cannot say anything good about them. The PNP and the JLP are both good in part, but I made the point, and I'm quoted as saying it in the Observer this morning, that both parties have their garrisons. Garrisons are evil. Both
Deacon Espute argues that both major political parties have issues that Christians will have to consider as they go to the polls. The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to begin a project to upgrade, modernize, and construct several clinics across the country. This, according to Finance and Economic Planning Minister Camilo Gonzalez, was responding to a question in the House of Assembly Tuesday.
These facilities will help to satisfy the increased demand for medical care and enhance the sector's resilience to the impacts of climate change and natural disasters. The main works on the healthcare facilities will include structural plumbing and electrical works, as well as installation and access ramps and handrails. The schedule specific to the clinic in the member's question.
Minister Gonzalez says all lands have been acquired and the site is currently being surveyed for construction of the polyclinic at Lodge Village. In Trinidad and Tobago, a 30-year-old city police officer found dead at her home in East Dry River, Port of Spain, Tuesday evening. The deceased has been identified as woman police constable J.A. Bernard, who was attached to the Port of Spain City Police at Town Hall. Police report officers from the Besson Street Police Station responded to a report of a sudden death Tuesday evening. On arrival, they were met by a neighbor, Chima Charles, who reported last seeing Bernard early that morning. Concern grew later in the day when Bernard did not respond to calls or knocks on her door. Neighbors eventually peered through a window and observed a body on the floor. In Grenada, the planting of a tree at Camarahong Park yesterday is set to symbolize the dawn of a new era in African and Caribbean economic cooperation as Grenada and the African Export-Import Bank paid tribute to Professor Benedict O. Omarama, the outgoing president and chair of Afreximbank, Bank, a visionary architect whose vision helped rekindle bonds across the Atlantic. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.